From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is accusing former President Barack Obama of wiretapping his offices at Trump Tower in New York before November's presidential election. However, in a series of tweets Saturday, Mr. Trump did not provide proof to support his accusations against Mr. Obama. The former president's office has not responded to the accusations, but former top advisor for the president posted on Twitter that ordering a wiretap is beyond the powers of the presidency. Mr. Trump's wiretapping claims come as his administration faces mounting pressure from multiple FBI congressional investigations into contacts between members of his cabinet, or campaign rather, and Russian officials. The United Nations humanitarian coordinator in Iraq has issued a warning about the possible use of chemical weapons in Mosul in recent days, where Islamic State militants are battling U.S.-backed Iraqi forces. The International Committee of the Red Cross says seven people have been admitted to a hospital near Mosul and are being treated for suspected exposure to chemical agents. In Libya, the fighting is continuing Saturday for control of the country's oil facilities around the city of Benghazi. The eastern-based Libyan National Army had given up control Friday of at least one major oil port it captured last year. The withdrawal followed an offensive by a faction known as the Benghazi Defense Brigades. Efforts to take over Libya's oil ports raised the prospect of increased violence in the region. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Somali government officials say more than 110 people, mainly women and children, died from waterborne diseases in 48 hours as a result of the enduring drought in the country. Speaking Saturday in Mogadishu, Somalia's new Prime Minister, Hassan Ali Kahir, announced the deaths, providing the first official figure about months of severe drought. He's calling on Somalis and the international community to put together a life-saving emergency response. UN aid agencies recently warned there is only a two-month window to avert a drought catastrophe in Somalia. A UN mediator says Syria's warring parties are going home with a clear agenda for future negotiations. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephen de Mistura, said he anticipated there would be a lot of posturing and negative rhetoric from the opposing sides about the state of the negotiations now that the latest round has ended.
At the beginning of this period of round of talks, we said that we were not going to expect, and we should not expect, a breakthrough. This is a war of 6 years where people were not even looking at each other, they were just fighting at each other.
De Mistura hopes to resume the next round of Syrian talks later this month. The families of those on board missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 have launched efforts to raise at least $50 million to fund a private search as they mark the third anniversary of the plane's disappearance. Hear now from the widow of a MH370 passenger.
The search should go on. The reason for the suspension is that they say there's no more credible evidence that have come in order for them to continue the search. So I guess they should get in more experts then to sit down and reevaluate what they have and go through everything again and to see what went wrong.
MH370 disappeared on March 8, 2014, while flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing with 239 people on board. A final report on the plane's disappearance will be released this year. Jordan has hanged 15 convicts. The official Petra News Service said those executed included terrorists and criminals convicted of heinous crimes, including rape. Jordan had a moratorium on hanging from 2006 to 2014, but restored the hanging death sentence after public opinion blamed a hike in crime on the policy. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.